great Vaughan Summers has just turned up too. And, of course, Vaughan Summers very, very strongly connected to the Lloyd Williams stable. And I dare say he'd have some idea actually what's actually going on with that stable.
And all the big
how they're
names,
going to go in the Melbourne Cup.
All the big names there, Nick and Lloyd, of course, and Vinnie Sammartino and
Hickmott, the trainer,
Greeny and Singer. But you know what? They funnel everything through V Summers to get the absolute griff.
Of course, 8 times he played in the British Open, one of the greatest golfers Australia's ever produced. Vaughan, welcome to Cup Day here with 11:16 SEN.
It's a pleasure, Kevin.
It's a pleasure. Now, you've got some... four starters? The stable's got 4 starters?
Yes. Yeah, 4 starters, 3 from the farm and 1 from overseas.
Okay
of course. Tell us about the one from overseas, Bondi Beach, who, despite his name, is actually a European horse.
Yes, well, they've got a history of calling them after Australian icons and towns and landmarks.
There was Adelaide and Australia, which won the English Derby.
Yeah, they've got obviously a great connection because their family's here as well, Coolmore. But unless you watch the European racing at night, that's all you know about him. He's a fantastic horse. The riders... a big help.
He won the
10-0 show on Sunday. He's won here. You know, he just hops off a plane and hops on them no matter where they are and does the job.
Don't talk to him. Don't speak to him because a friend of Doc's wanted to say hello to him for an interview and he told him to nick off.
He is abrupt, but I wore him down last year. I wore him down last year.
Yeah. He said, what's the key to getting some sort of a moderately response. Sort of a friendly response from Ryan Moore?
Well, you usually talk about something other than racing.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Is he golfing?
He called him. He called him abrupt. He said, "Go forth and multiply."
Well, I told him I was a bad flyer, and I know he was going straight after Melbourne Cup. He's going to California to ride one, and then up to Tokyo. And I said, "How do you put it? Do you handle it all right?" And he said, "Yeah, tolerate it." And then we're off and gone. You know, he loved that.
Well, of course, when you're that small, you can sit in an economy seat. It's a lot like being in first class. Hey, Vaughnie. Now,
you've never sat in an economy in your life.
Do you know, Vaughan?
He's only got a left hand. He can only turn left when he goes in the door, KB, doesn't he? He never goes right. Never turns right.
Do you know that Dr. Turf took Melissa and the kids overseas?
Kevin.
Took them overseas. This is a true story. They all went overseas together. They hopped on the plane. Dr. Turf handed his ticket to the air hostess and she sat him down in 1A. And Melissa and them said, no, you're at the back.
Oh,
he flew the family in economy whilst he flew first class. Can you believe that? That is sickening, Doc.
Vaughan doesn't look surprised.
It was
Vaughan's not surprised.
Anyway, Vaughan, there are 4 horses from the stable today. Bondi Beach, Almandon, Assign, and Galante.
Galante. Mm-hmm.
Who is the favourite runner of the 4? And really, 3 of them have got genuine chances. 2 have got terrific chances, to be honest.
Well, every part of the camp's got their favourites. It's amazing. You know, we're blessed to get 4 of them coming here well and without a speck of injury, which is hard enough to get 1. You know, I see what they go through all year, and they're nervous wrecks. You know, they're just worrying about them walking on a stone or getting cut. I didn't, until, you know, with Lloyd for the last 30 years watching what he goes through, you know, the nervous situations before the race, to get 1 here... For 3 minutes of joy is just frightening.
I know, he doesn't come to the Cup, does he? Have you sat with him with a Melbourne Cup? Have you watched how he watches a race?
Yeah, very quietly. And if you want to stay in the circle of friends, you definitely have an opinion. Don't have an opinion through the race.
I only say that because Kevin, we sat here not was it last year with sign offs. Now, the year before, when sign-off ran, Darren Weir was sitting six feet from Kevin and I. Sign-off hit the front of the furlong, and he never moved. No, he didn't blink. Nothing moved. And it was sort of... I didn't own the horse, but that would have been his first Melbourne Cup win. Of course, he won last year with Prince of Penzance. But it was just the cool and calm way he sort of watched the race unfold really sort of struck me.
I think because they have so many runners, they know not to get a false sense of anticipation halfway down the straight. So much happens in that last 100 that you get up and then down and that sort of thing. And I suppose you're not immune to it, but I think they've learned to control it just so that they're not, that the highs are not too high until after they go over the line, because they, as I said, they put so much to get one horse for one race, as you know, Doc, you own enough of them, but they're just frightening how much you've got to do. But Lloyd, just such a good watcher, he just wants peace and quiet to analyse everything, you know, and he replays them a lot later on to get more opinion, but it's amazing how he can watch it once and then he'll tell you five things that no one else has even dreamed of, you know.
What about Kerry Packer? Were you in his company many times during Cup Carnivals?
Only once did I watch him watch one, but not too much, you know, because he didn't.
Was that because it was not a good experience for you?
No. They're very kind to me, you know. And I'm just sitting in the corner when they're going, but he was more excitable, no question about it. It's a different. There are different personalities.
Hey Vaughan, what do you like in the cup today?
Oh, I like El Mandan.
Oh, there we go. See, we found out. You see, you just had to ask
just
him directly.
Just a direct question.
We had to squeeze it out of you.
No. That's just me. You know, that's no based on nothing but the
your own thoughts. Yeah.
The fact that he's got 51.5, and you've almost invariably the last in the modern era they've had to be under 55 to win, and they just keep doing it. You know, but they do forget, even though the handicapping qualifying system makes it like a weight for age. Once you get a good horse in, if he gets in with 51.5, he'll think he's forgotten the jockey.
Yep. You know what I mean? You know. Hey, why aren't jockeys good golfers?
Oh, very fit. They're very fit and supple, and they're very strong. So they can have ugly swings, but they can get distance. And even in the modern era at the top pros, you know, distance is still a weapon. So if you're an 18 marker and you've got distance, it's still a weapon. You know, you're a good 18 marker if you can hit a long way. And for their size, they all have a crack. And they're just fit and supple and very strong.
Vaughan, enjoy the day. Thanks for spending a bit of time with us. And good luck to the Williams team. We hope you get the cup today.
It's a pleasure.
Where do we celebrate if we win? Where do we go for the celebration?
Oh, here we go. Crown. Ingratiating himself into the team already is...
I like Vaughan.
Kevin Bartlett Williams, we call him.